Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hey, I was looking to you.
In my room.
Yeah, and I turned my back and you was gone. You was gone. Good and gone. Like I say, get money. That's what you say. You say get money. That's what you say. You say get money. Like I say, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Get money. Like I say, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it. Get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it. All big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Get money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. Get money, like I say. Big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, get money. Get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it. You gotta love it, gotta love it. Get money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy's pretty. Like I say, you gotta love it, gotta love it. Gotta love it. Money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy's pretty. Like I say, that's G-G-G-G money. He's still crazy. Playboy's silly. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Like I say,
I'm doing a deep. Since the day I was born.
Get money.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay.
Get money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Like I say, get money.
Like I said,
about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. All right, well, I'm G Money, and today our topic for discussion is going to be the NBA playoffs. That's right, tonight they start with the play-in part of the series. That's the bottom half of the top 10 teams that made the playoffs. So we'll be starting tonight with the bottom four teams as they qualify for a seventh and eighth position in the playoffs. Now, I want to go through the Eastern Conference. I want to talk about all the teams that made the playoffs, the top 10 teams in the series. So DJ Papa D, help me out a little bit. Tell me who's the number one team in the Eastern Conference.
The number one team in the East is the Miami Heat, with 53 wins
right,
and 29 losses.
The Miami Heat is number one in the East, and the second team in the East is?
It's the Boston Celtics. Actually, the next three teams are tied. Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, and the Philadelphia 76ers all have 51 wins and 31 losses.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Okay, so we might have a shuffle in the playoffs by the time they get ready to play on the 15th of April. It may be a shuffle in the playoffs, so we'll just go through what we have so far. So the first team in the East is the Miami Heat. And the second team in the East is the Boston Celtics. And the third team, who would be the third team as of right now?
Yeah,
it's a tie.
The Milwaukee Bucks are in third place.
Milwaukee Bucks are third. And who's fourth team in the league in the playoff situation right now? They're tied with the Milwaukee Bucks. So who's the team number four?
Philadelphia 76ers.
Philadelphia 76ers is number four. And the number five team?
Number five team is the Toronto Raptors.
Toronto Raptors, the number five. And number 16?
Number six, Chicago Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls is number six. And the number 17 is?
the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn Nets. And number 8 is?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers. And the number 9 team?
The Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks. And the 10th team?
The Charlotte Hornets.
The Charlotte Hornets. Okay, so the play-in will start tonight, the 12th of April. It'll start playing the bottom 4 teams. The Cleveland Cavaliers, which is number 8, and the Chicago Bulls, which is team number 7. They will be playing for the number 7 spot. The winner will go to spot number 7, and the loser will play the winner of team 9 and team 10. Team 9 is...
So actually, team number eight is the Cleveland Cavaliers. So the Brooklyn Nets are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, and team number 9 is the Atlanta Hawks, and they are playing the Charlotte Hornets, who is team number 10.
Okay. So team number 9 is the Brooklyn Net. Team number seven. Is the Brooklyn Nets, and team number 8 is the
Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cleveland Cavaliers. And then team number 9 is the Atlanta Hawks, and team number 10 is the
Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte Hornets. Why couldn't I remember that? Okay, so those 4 teams are going to play 2 games tonight. They will play, and the winner of the Brooklyn Nets and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the winner of that game will be team number 7. They will be the season at team number 7, and the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Charlotte Hornets, and the winner of that team of that game will play the loser of the Brooklyn Nets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The loser of that game will play the winner of the Atlanta Hawks and the Charlotte Hornets. So those 2 games will play tonight, and then the winner and the loser of the team will play tomorrow night, which will be the 13th of April, and they will be playing for team position number 8. And the winner, oh, yeah, that'll be position number 8. So they'll be playing for position number 7 and number 8. 7 and 8 are playing for position number 7. And then the loser will play the winner of the 9 and 10 playoff game, and they will play the loser of the 7-8 game, and they will be playing for the number 8 position. And then the 9 and 10 positions will be out of the tournament. So it'll just be the top 8 teams. And then on the 15th of April, on 15th is Friday. I think Friday's the 15th. They'll have the first round of playoffs. Team 1 will play the winner that became Team 8. And Team 2 will play the winner that became Team 7. And then Team 3 will play what is now Team number 6. And Team number 4 will play what is now Team number 5. And they will be playing a best of 7 series. So the playoffs will start officially on the 15th of April, which is this Friday. All of the teams, all the tournament games will play. The top eight teams will play in the tournament. The best of 8 will play in the tournament, looking to see who's going to be the number 1 team in the Eastern Conference. Okay, that's how it's set up. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace. And riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, dude. I was rolling. We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Century. So I made the light. Said, I'm gunning it. crawling down the street, and somebody is driving in the lane next to me, and they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal, they just move over, and then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on, and I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brakes, and I bounced down the street, and then I got the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling.
So, one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile. Right away, it's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, no, we're not getting another bike. Nope, 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 nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Commie, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, I'm G Money, and today we're talking about the NBA playoffs.
where we're going to be working. The teams will be playing for the number one position in the Eastern Conference and the number one position in the Western Conference. And they will play for the championship of the NBA Finals. Yes, the season will culminate to a championship. All right. So we went over the Eastern Conference before we took the break. And now let's talk about the Western Conference. So in first place in the Western Conference is the team that has the best record in the NBA for this year. It's the Phoenix Suns. And they finished second place last year in the playoffs. But this year, their goal is to be the number one team, the NBA champions. And they are the number one team in the Western Conference this year. So they will be playing in the number one spot. And the number two team in the Western Conference is the Memphis Grizzlies. And they finished like 10th position last year. So they didn't even make the playoffs. They got beat in the play-in series at the end of the season. And the number three team, I think, is the Utah Jazz. Am I correct, DJ? Is it Utah Jazz, the number three team?
Golden State Warriors are number three.
Oh, okay. The Golden State Warriors, who are the defending champions for the last 4 years, they were the defending champions, the Golden State Warriors. Okay, and they're in the number three position. And then the number four position, I believe, is the Utah Jazz.
Nope, Dallas Mavericks.
Right? Dallas, I thought Dallas was five. Okay, the Dallas Mavericks are in fourth position. And who's in the fifth position then? Is that the Utah Jazz or the
Utah
Denver
Jazz.
Nuggets? The Utah Jazz are in the fifth position. And the sixth position is the Los Angeles Clippers. Are they in position number six?
Nope, the Denver Nuggets are in sixth place.
The Denver Nuggets are in number six position. Okay, and then 7, 8, 9, and 10 will be playing for the number seven position and the number eight position. And the number seven position is who? And they will
be playing Timberwolves.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, and they will be playing in the first round of the play-in series, and they will be playing team number eight, and team number eight is?
The L.A. Clippers.
The L.A. Clippers. So the Memphis Timberwolves will be playing the Los Angeles Clippers for the number seven position. The winner will be team seven in the playoffs. And then the loser will play against the winner of the 9 and 10 team. And team nine is, who's team nine?
New Orleans Pelicans.
The New Orleans Pelicans, and the Team 10 is the San Antonio Spurs. So the San Antonio Spurs and the New Orleans Pelicans will be playing for the winner of that. Those two teams will be playing for the number eight spot. And the number eight spot will be the loser of the 7-8 playoff between the 7th and 8th team, the Clippers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. They will be playing, and the loser of that team will play the winner of the Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, and the San Antonio Spurs. So the 7th and 8th team will play tonight, and the winner will be team 7th in the countdown to play in the playoffs, and the team 8 that loses tonight will play the winner of the 9-10 team, the Pelicans and the San Antonio Spurs. The winner of that team will play the loser of the 7-8 team, and the winner of that game will take over the number 8 spot. And the other two teams will be out of the playoff competition. So it'll be the top 8 teams will then play for the number 1 spot in the Western Conference. And that'll be team number 1 will play team number 8. Team number 2 will play team number 7. Team number 3 will play team number 6. Team number 4 will play team number 5. And the winner of those games will match up with, I don't know how they'll break it up, but they'll be playing among each other to see who's going to qualify to be the number 1 team in the Western Conference. So tonight we'll start the play-in series. Team number 7 will play team number 8, and team number 9 will play team number 10, and they will play tonight in the Eastern Conference. And in the Western Conference, they will both conferences will play 2 games tonight. And then they will play a 3rd game tomorrow on Wednesday. And they'll play another game on Thursday. And that will decide the 7th and the 8th position teams that will be playing in the playoffs in the best of 8. The best 8 teams will qualify for the playoffs, and they will start playing a 7-game series between the pair of teams as they play for their bid to be the number 1 team in the conference. Again, team 1 will play team 8. Team 2 will play team 7. Team 3 will play team 6. And team 4 will play team 5. And that'll be the breakdown for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. And then the winners of those games will match up with whoever the winners are with the other games. So they will compete with each other until they have the number one team in the Western Conference and they have the number one team in the Eastern Conference. And those two teams will play for the NBA Finals championship game. Yes, it should be exciting. And the playoff series will start on the 15th of April, 2022. So that's when the playoffs will really get exciting. They'll have the top eight teams in each conference will be playing the best of seven in their matchups, and they will be playing for the number one spot in their division, in their conference. And the number one team in each conference will play for the NBA Finals championship, the best of seven game, to determine who's going to be the NBA champion for 2022. So that's how they're going to break them down. So they'll play the buy-in tonight and tomorrow, and then they'll start playing the best of eight in the top eight teams for the conference. We'll start on the 15th. And they will be breaking down and playing the best of seven games between each of the two teams in the top eight teams. And that's how it's going to go. So pay attention to the NBA playoffs as the teams will be battling for the number one spot in their conference and the opportunity to play for the championship in the NBA basketball, playing for the number one spot in the NBA, the World Champions Basketball Association Championship. Okay. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Get up. Get on down. Gotta get up. Get on down.
GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money. All the ladies love me and they want to be mine. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money. I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. GG money. A A A. a BX and a BA degree. GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I'm red diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. GG money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their mind. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. I pledge the Friday to speak my fraternity. GG money. I was known as Big Brother. Serious business. That's me. GG money. I was the step master. Big dog on the yard. GG money.
What the? Yes, yes. Big the dog on the yard.
I'm GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money.
DJ Property. DJ Big Nasty. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
This is Gene Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins
The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hello. Hello. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's the best radio show on the planet, and I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio, Gregory's Story. All right, I'm G Money, and I'm trying to get a time check from my operator. DJ Papa D, are you listening? Can you give me a time check now?
Are 4 p.m. Pacific time.
What time is it? What time did you say it was?
4 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, I don't know. I started a joke. I don't know if I could finish it or if they'll catch it in halfway through the joke or what. But I'll say it again. There was a
Nothing that you said. No one heard anything that you said. Sorry. After that song went on.
Oh, okay. Well, the joke that I was telling you was there was a farmer and his wife that went to the county fair, and the farmer was really excited about seeing this airplane ride, and he watched the ride, and he said he wanted to ride on the ride. He thought it would be a lot of fun. And so he went to the operator and he asked him, how much does it cost to ride on that ride? And the operator told him it was $10 per person. And he said, wow, that's kind of steep. I don't know. And the operator said, well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride this ride without screaming, without hollering, without making a lot of noise, then the ride will be free. It'll be on the house. But if you're screaming and hollering and making a lot of noise when you're riding on the ride, then you got to pay $10 a person for your ride. And the farmer said, okay, me and my wife want to ride on the ride.
and they got on the ride, and they rode it, and they rode it, and they were on for a while, and they were riding, and at the end of the ride, they got off the ride, and the operator was like, wow, you guys were really quiet. I didn't even know you were on the ride, except that I put you on personally, so I know you were riding on the ride. And the farmer said, yeah, it was really hard being quiet on the ride, especially after my wife fell off. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. All right, DJ. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time to do our birthday wishes so we can get out of here. Today is April 12th, and we want to wish everybody born today happy birthday. So do we have any fans or any followers of the radio show that's celebrating their birthday today on April 12th?
Yeah, we have a couple of birthdays for today. Let's see who they are. Okay, here are the birthdays for April 12th, 2022. First up is Cedric Sisco. Happy birthday, Cedric Soso. I'm sorry, not Sisco. Next up is Denise Womack. Denise is 30 years old. And also Boss Man Sprinter B. Happy birthday, Boss Man. Sid Mac, happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Sid. Kenneth Cox has a birthday today. Konitha McFadden is 65 years old today. Happy birthday, Konitha. Lionel Henson has a birthday today. April F. Smith is 44 years old today. Maxine Lane has a birthday today. Lenitra Curtis, who is a Zeta. Also, April Smith is a Zeta. And Denise Womack is also a Zeta. And last but not least, Barbara Glover Jones, who was also a Zeta, has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone for April 12th, 2022.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating the birthday today, because today is your special day. May God bless you and give you all the graces and blessings that you earn and you deserve as you live your life in God's name and in the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Lord, I want to wish them a happy birthday. So I'm going to sing them a birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Happy birthday, y'all. Today is your day. April 12th, 2022. And I hope you have a great day on this beautiful Tuesday that we're celebrating light in this world that we live in. So let us pray that we get rid of this virus and get rid of all of the wars on the planet, because we need to stop fighting and live in peace and harmony on the world, in the world we live in. So, in the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, let us pray. talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.